From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Greta Jockum reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Donald Trump's big lie about the 2020 presidential election is having real effects on local election officials. In Western Massachusetts, election officials are being overwhelmed with requests for information about serial numbers of voting machines, voter ID numbers, and other issues. Lenox Town Clerk Kerry Sullivan said, and I quote, "I don't know how many different ways they want this information. It's the same numbers. They aren't going to change. What are you trying to accomplish by creating all this extra work for people? We're not hiding anything," end quote. The election information requests are being made around the country, fueled by Trump's lie that the 2020 election was full of fraud and stolen from the former president. The election was fair, as over 60 lawsuits were filed in the courts. Williamstown Town Clerk Nicole Beverly said, and I quote, "They are looking for very specific reports that, unless you have a certain type of software, we don't have the capacity to produce those reports," end quote. Great Barrington Town Clerk Jennifer Messina said, and I quote, "It's getting old. We've got big things on our plate right now," end quote. Messina said about the upcoming elections, and I quote, "We don't have time for this. It feels like they are threats," end quote. Documents about federal elections must be kept for 22 months, so the influx of information requests may ensue, or not, as many of the messages demand that the election information be retained longer. Messina said, and I quote, "They are basically saying they might take us to court. They are telling us we should not throw it away," end quote. Messina sent those emails to the town council for legal review. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin is playing a game of political chicken with Governor Kathy Hochul on debates before voting starts. After calling Hochul, and I quote, "scaredy cat," end quote, for not committing to a debate with him, now that Hochul has agreed to one debate, he is not clear whether he will participate. Republican Zeldin, who represents Long Island in the U.S. Congress, said during a virtual news conference on September 22nd, and I quote, "This offer of Kathy Hochul to just one debate at the end of October is a non-starter," end quote. He would not say plainly whether he would take part in the one debate Hochul agreed to. October 25th at Pace University, that would be broadcast by New York One and Spectrum News. Now a spokeswoman for Hochul's campaign is calling Zeldin chicken. Zeldin voted to overturn the results of the fair 2020 presidential election, and Hochul is currently facing controversy about paying more than other states for COVID-19 supplies to a campaign donor. Voting begins October 29th and continues through November 8th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. WNYT reports that Albany County Schools are starting a program to add cameras to the red stop signs on school buses to capture images of the license plates of cars passing buses when they are picking up or dropping off children. Officials say nearly 50,000 cars illegally pass stop school buses in New York every day. Albany County is working with the bus patrol company on the initiative, with the company taking 60% of the collected $250 fines and the county getting the other 40%. The South Colony School District is the first to get the cameras, with two buses outfitted so far. And you can read the full story at the WNYT website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.